Welcome to this Good Friday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind today? Tell me. 800-228-0550. How's Good Friday different for you? Hope it's different. Or we will continue our series of conversations that started yesterday with Bishop John Fulda, talking a little bit today about a momentous event happening next Thursday, 12 noon, West Fargo, for the first time in 50 years, the groundbreaking on a brand new Catholic school. We'll talk to Bishop Fulda about that. It'll happen in, as I mentioned, West Fargo tomorrow, the Trinity Elementary School. I've been to use this opportunity on this Easter week yesterday to talk a little bit about last night's Holy Thursday service and Good Friday and Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday and the significance of, on the Christian calendar, the most important series of events. And for those of you taking in the services, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And for those of you who are not, maybe a little curious about what it's all about, great opportunity to learn from one of the teachers in the Fargo Catholic Diocese, Bishop John Fulda. And so anyway, we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. The Golden Girls will be here, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Give them a chance to give us their take on Reverend Al Sharpton's meaning of Easter. The headline in one of the stories says the true meaning of Easter is the political crucifixion and resurrection of Barack Obama, said Al Sharpton on the Tom Joyner Morning Show this week. It's funny, the interview started with it. He wanted to say it. He just wanted to get that out there. Right away, I think the message is, no matter what the world may do unfairly, no matter how you're crucified, nailed to the cross at home or in your personal relationships or on the job, is if you don't lose yourself during the hard times and the challenges. A lot to unpack there. First of all, I think I would agree with Al Sharpton that certainly none of us have had it as hard as Jesus Christ, right? And you only need to have a very elementary view of what happened to Jesus and how he was treated to say, boy, pretty safe, not comparing anybody anywhere to what he endured, right? I think the idea of comparing any politician to Jesus is really dangerous territory. Really, I would argue maybe even a little blasphemous. Just you don't go there. But the idea that somehow a Barack Obama in any way has been treated any differently than George W. Bush, or for that matter, any president, is really, in my mind, silly. It's silly. Any president is going to have political opponents. And, I have no doubt there are some folks that are not a fan of the president because of the color of his skin. But obviously, given the fact he was twice elected, that's a super minority. It's just, I don't know. You really wonder how these folks do it, don't you? I do. Anyway, what else we have for you today? So the Golden Girls on Al Sharpton in just a little bit here, and you're welcome to weigh in on this as well at 855-200-1776. Most of our 9 and 10 o'clock hour will be reserved for your commentary. It's Friday, so we always ask a couple of normal or nuts survey questions. And we have a few today. Harry Reid suggests that the ranch family in Levanta that's been in the news are domestic terrorists. Once again, we're jumping the shark there a little bit, aren't we? Domestic terrorists? I think if anybody could be fairly called a terrorist in that whole ordeal, it's a bunch of armed agents over trying to confiscate some cattle, which quickly escalated. Just a, very unfortunate situation. Harry Reid, normal or nuts? This saga with the Minnesota State Mankato football coach, who became the Minot State football coach after he was forced to leave his job in Mankato because his phone had a couple of short videos of his young daughters frolicking in a tub, referred to someone as child pornography, finally cleared, offered his job back in Mankato, which he accepts, and leaves the folks in Minot. And that now his players in Minot, I'm sorry, in Mankato, refusing to play for him. Read a statement yesterday saying, no, we're not playing for you. My gosh, has this guy been through it? Who's normal and who's nuts in that saga? Would you say? So we have Al Sharpton, normal or nuts. We have the Mankato players boycott, normal or nuts. We have Harry Reid calling the ranchers in Nevada domestic terrorists. Another fun one here today is food stamp recipients are being targeted with energy drinks. Advertisements. That's just priceless, isn't it? Those questions, the Mankato football saga and the energy drink up on our Facebook page already. A few more we'll tackle today. And, of course, anything on your mind, welcome. 855-200-1776. Golden Girls at 820. Bishop John Fold at 830. Marshall Johnston of the Mule Deer Foundation. We'll talk about their annual dinner coming up April 26th. I spent a lot of time on hunting and outdoor issues yesterday with the North Dakota Fish and Game and Fish folks, which was great. And then we're going to wrap up today with an update on the USS North Dakota project. The christening's been delayed because the sub isn't done. A few changes, and so the man that's led the USS North Dakota campaign, the committee, Bob Weifold, former Navy officer, retired judge, will join us a little later on in the program to update us on when it will be and what this means and all of that. We've been following that project closely. It's been a fun one. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about Pope Francis on this Good Friday. Karen, what's on your mind?
Happy Easter.
Almost. We're not quite there, yes. Easter weekend, you bet. Same to you.
Your Catholic churches are going to get stuffed to the gills because I'm sure that Pope Francis has caused lots more Catholics, if not converts, to go to Catholic churches.
Yes, he has. I think brought a lot of focus to the faith, which I welcome. I think it's great, and I think he's doing a lot of things to remind folks of the very basics of living the gospel. By the way, his Holy Thursday service included a stop at a nursing home or home for the disabled and washed the feet of disabled during the Easter celebrations. He did something similar last year. So he's always kind of plowing new ground, which is great. Every Easter, there are a lot of new people in the church. Every Christmas, there are a lot of people. And there was a time, I have to tell you, Karen, that I always thought, why aren't these people here all year long? Yet there's no time like the present to come in. And if, I guess you're in church on Easter and Christmas, that's 2 days more than a good chunk of the world. So good for them. But I do it from a standpoint of a person of faith. They just can't imagine, not to be holier than thou. I'm a sinner, saved by God's grace like everybody else, and no better than anybody else. I just know I couldn't put one foot in front of the other, take one breath after this one, without a strong reliance on my faith. So I just sort of am wondering how people can go through life without it. And so I always marvel at the church's packed on those particular days. But you may be right, Karen. There may be a little extra numbers because of Pope Francis. Do you think that's the case?
Well, I didn't know that he went to, let's say it was a nursing home and washed people's feet, but he is amazing. And I don't mean just Easter for more Catholics. I mean 2014 for more Catholics.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't doubt it. I mean, the every day, probably someone touched by his message. Let's hope so. Maybe that's why he's, Pope at this time, to strengthen the flock, to add to some numbers. Good thought. Karen, appreciate the call. Last year, he went to a juvenile detention center in Rome and washed feet there. So that was, and this year, a home for the disabled. Good for him. 16 past the hour. The Golden Girls when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Alan Radner from the left, Lankita Cullum from the right. It's the Golden Girls today. Ladies, can I start with the first two topics today? Do you mind?
Sure. This Golden Girl is in Florida eating dinner with one or eating breakfast with one of my other hosts. So I hope you're jealous.
I am.
I'm jealous.
Especially that it's Florida. That
he's a right winger, too. You'd love him.
Oh, Mark Bernier, I'll bet.
Already. I feel the love.
I do, too.
I know you feel the love, Blankita.
Is it Mark Bernier?
No, it's not Mark Bernier. It's Ed Woodson, and I'm in Miami. I'm in South, and I'm taking Kira to swim with the dolphins today.
Are you really?
I'll be over there dancing with the Cubans, so, you know, obviously we're different.
I have swam with the dolphins before. I did it on a cruise one time. My wife and I, my feet still hurt from it. Yes, they come from behind. And
then later on today, I'm going to swim with a seal. I'm all excited about the seal. The only seal I want to swim with is a good-looking Navy seal, so there you go.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, here
with the topic.
Let me play you Al Sharpton on Tom Joyner's radio show. I don't know if either of you have heard this yet, but he wanted to say this, obviously, because this is at the start of the interview, and he's talking about an Easter message and connecting it to the President of the United States. Listen close and give me your reaction to this.
Good morning, and let me say, as we are now approaching Easter and Good Friday, and those that are celebrating Passover, we should not lose the meaning of this in material things and who's going to get a new Easter outfit or this or that. I think even for those that are not believers as I am in Easter and what it means, I think that the message is that no matter what the world may do to you unfairly, no matter how you're crucified, nailed to the cross at home or in your personal relationships or on the job, that you can rise if you don't lose yourself during the hard times and the challenges. The story of Jesus on the cross, no matter what they humiliated him with, no matter how they mocked him, he took it because he knew he could rise. And the story of Easter and my message for this Easter season is no matter what unearned suffering you go through, that if you know you can rise above it, don't become like the diseases that you fight. As I looked at President Obama at our convention last Friday, where all he took, he's been able to rise politically again. I'm not comparing him to Jesus, but I am saying that to every crucifixion, there is a resurrection for those that believe.
Let the church say.
Now, there's some preacher right now listening to this.
All right, so that was on the Tom Joyner show. Let me get this straight. He wasn't comparing him to Jesus, but he was. And he didn't want us to, you know, lose the moment in material things, and then he ends up, you know, equating Jesus dying on the cross and the suffering to what Barack Obama's gone through. Normal or nuts? What would you say, ladies?
Well, I think one of the messages that Reverend Sharpton had is that we are all suffering and that there is resurrection. There is a way for all of us out. And that's what he's talking about Barack Obama. I don't think it's a big deal. I think he was just making what he is saying. I think he's just trying to relate the story of Jesus to everybody, including the president.
I'm having a hard time with it. First of all, because it's Sharpton, okay? And Sharpton, who was or wasn't the FBI mole for the mob, the guy who has his own issues. Well, everybody's a sinner, okay? Some sins are worse than others, but I think and what we have a tendency to do in the media is we overuse comparisons to people like Hitler and overuse comparisons to people suffering like Jesus. Now, if he had done an analogy of Rocky, okay, on the mat, I might feel differently. And I realize it's Easter/Passover season, but there are a lot of people that question whether even Obama believes. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's overused. I think he knew what he was doing. But really, I'm taking another roll-aid on that one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You said, I think for Reverend Sharpton, who can be a bit of a flamethrower, pretty good message. And then he gets to the part about the comparison to Barack Obama. And he goes, seriously? And if you have to say you're not comparing, you know, after that parable, that analogy, then you bring in Barack Obama, and then you have to say, by the way, I'm not comparing him to Jesus.
It's like saying I'm not a crook, but they're, you know, when people come out and they say things that they have to put the disclaimer out there, then you know that there's a tie.
Or, by the way, I'm not a crook, or I'm not an FBI informant, one of the two. I'm not an FBI informant because I said I wasn't an FBI informant, or didn't think I was, yeah.
How many people do we know that are FBI informants? And I would think the two of you love people who are FBI informants.
Oh, I do,
well,
too.
You would, too. I mean, come on, Ella. Let's be honest.
I mean, you both love FBI and CIA and all those crazy organizations.
Well, we love the rule of law. So, yeah, call us crazy that we like law enforcement. You know, that's just a real conservative, wacky kind of idea. I realize that. But what I most appreciate about Sharpton and that whole shtick is that he said, I didn't consider myself an FBI informant. It was very much a Bill Clinton, what's the definition of is moment, you know. He wasn't a FBI informant because he didn't consider himself one. But that was the odd part there. It's just like, man, you can fix anything by just saying, I'll believe what I choose to believe. Okay, here's the other one. Harry Reid refers to the Clivens, this ranch family in Nevada that have been the subject of this standoff with the BLM, as domestic terrorists. Alan, is that a appropriate term for the folks in Nevada?
I don't know whether it's an appropriate term, but as I told you, even a Fox lawyer told me, hey, listen, they went through the process. They lost in a court of law. You lose in a court of law, you pay the piper. That's just how it works in this country, whether it's fair or not.
Fair point. But are they domestic terrorists because of what happened? Let's talk about what Harry Reid called them, domestic terrorists.
Well, I would not have used that label, but they should certainly have paid their taxes and been part of the rule of law.
Is Harry Reid nuts, Blanquita? What's going on here?
Talking about his relationship with a solar group that he broke the ground with and was out there doing his business with, his conflict of interest. I think the concern I have about the use of domestic terrorists on American citizens is when you have a branch of the federal government, much like we saw BLM coming over again, but one more time, and aiming guns on American citizens. What message does that send to the United States and the people that are already getting nervous about arming themselves for fear that the government is here to help them, quote, quote?
Domestic terrorists. I mean, I this is the Democratic Senate leader of the United States calling some people who have a dispute, and I'm with you, Ellen. I think.
Well, it's not a dispute. He, for years, grazed on federal land, did not pay the amount of money, lost every single solitary case in court. Give me a break. I wouldn't call them domestic terrorists, but he certainly was breaking the law. You could call him a lawbreaker.
Ellen, you got to know that him using that term when the BLM is threatening to shoot those American citizens, right or wrong, you know, do you really think that that's going to stand with the American public? I don't think so.
I don't either. In fact, I think it could incite violence.
Out.
Bad news. You two have a blessed holiday weekend. The Golden Girls back Monday. Blanquita Cullum, Ellen Radner on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fold of the Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church. And we'll talk a little bit about Catholic education. Coming up the 24th, 12 noon, in West Fargo, groundbreaking will take place for the new Trinity Elementary School. Momentous occasion. What's your thoughts on the eve of this celebration, Bishop?
Well, Scott, I'm tremendously excited about this. This has been talked about and planned for a number of years. A year ago when I came to the diocese, this was brought to my attention, and everybody was asking me, you know, are you in favor of this? Do you want to proceed with this? And I was absolutely in favor of it, and was enthusiastic to build this school and provide this opportunity for Catholic education in an area of our city, of our metro area, that's just growing so quickly. And, you know, as you said earlier, it's the first new Catholic school that's been established in our area in a number of decades. So it really is a landmark event for us. So I'm excited. I'm delighted by it all.
Talk about your view of Catholic education and what it contributes to our young folks.
Well, I think the greatest thing about Catholic education and our Catholic school system is that it allows our young people to be educated in a complete way, incorporating faith into everything that they do. You know, it's important for our faithful and especially our young people to know that faith isn't something that's just added on. It's not just an appendage that, you know, you do if you've got time. It's part of our formation. And we incorporate faith, we incorporate prayer, we incorporate service, we incorporate charity into every aspect of our formation of our students in a Catholic school. And, you know, it's just built into the fabric of daily life. And it really gives an integral approach to the teaching of the faith to our young people. So I think it's a great, great gift to our parishes and certainly to our young people and our families, too.
The Trinity Elementary School will be part of the John Paul II school system, which in total services the families of 8 parishes in the region. You know, sometimes we think of schools as ours, right? You know, West Fargo has theirs,
right.
Fargo has North Fargo, South Fargo, Moorhead, whatever. But this is really for all of the parishes and all the Catholic community, right?
Right. Some years ago, the Catholic schools in the metro area, Fargo, West Fargo, were joined together in a network, and it's been called the John Paul II Catholic Schools Network. So it encompasses Shanley High School, Sullivan Middle School, and then Holy Spirit Elementary School and Nativity Elementary School. And they all operate as a system, as it were. Now Trinity School, which will be located on the campus of Holy Cross Parish, the new Holy Cross site, will be part of this same network. And all 8 parishes in the metro area will be part of this effort, part of this network. And the schools serve all 8 parishes. They're not limited to the specific spot where they're located. So it really is a community effort, a Catholic community effort. And it was a very forward-thinking move to network these schools so that all of the parishes together could contribute to their advancement.
It's about a $19 million project. Of that, about $8 million has been raised and another $8 million to be raised. A lot of folks in our audience would have the capacity to contribute to this. It asked a lot of times to be generous donor for a particular project and to give. Why would you put this one high on that list and what it will give back to the giver?
Well, I would say, first of all, the actual cost for the school project itself is more like just over $15 million. So the additional dollars that you mentioned are towards the construction of the new Holy Cross complex, which is going to be joined to the Trinity School. But yeah, I would certainly encourage people to consider this as an opportunity for generosity, because it strengthens the entire Catholic community. It strengthens our parishes. It strengthens the living of the faith, the teaching of the faith in our area. And, you know, the faith isn't something that was given to us just to keep to ourselves. We need to pass it on. And the Catholic schools have a unique ability to do this, as I said, in an integral way. I'm biased, I guess I might say, because I grew up going to Catholic schools in my hometown, and I've also taught in Catholic schools, and I've seen the great work that's done there, and I've seen the great passing on, you might say, of the faith that happens in those schools. So, you know, if our people are looking for ways to support the church and to give of themselves, then this campaign is for you. And it's a great campaign. It's a great cause.
You've had some time now to assess and help lead the John Paul II school network, specifically, you know, your impressions of what you see in the way of the education they're doing and the mission they undertake day in and day out.
Oh, I'm very impressed. I've had a chance to visit all the schools now in the network. And, you know, it's great to see the enthusiasm for the faith, not only the younger kids who just soak it up and they just run with it. But even the teenagers. In January, I had the opportunity to attend an event at Shanley called Know Your Faith. And it was a competition with all the Catholic schools, the high schools throughout North Dakota. And so there were young people packed in the Shanley gym. And it was kind of a quiz bowl event, you might say. And these kids were just on fire. They were having a ball. And it was just great to see them so enthusiastic for this event that was all about the faith. It was all about the faith. There was, you know, no athletics going on, and yet they were just as excited as they would have been for a state basketball tournament. It was fun.
And we've talked previously about the place we find ourselves in America today, the culture and the need for the new evangelization. I mean, given that, where we are today, you know, to have an education that the public school is literally lawfully can't give,
right,
is pretty hard to quantify the value, the ultimate impact on that when you talk about a new Trinity school, a Nativity school, a Holy Spirit, and ultimately they end up at Sullivan, then at Shanley, and then really ultimately what kind of person leaves school is what we're talking about and the impact they'll have, aren't we?
We are, absolutely. We form the whole person, and I don't think anybody can argue with the fact that our culture and our society have become more secularized and even almost militantly so. You know, the opposition to living the faith in a public way has grown enormously in the last couple of decades and even in these last couple of years. And I think our young people need to be equipped to live in that culture and in that society. They need to realize that faith is something that has to be lived day to day. And we help them to do that. We form them for that reality in our school systems. And, you know, all of our parishes strive to do that, and all of our religious education programs strive to do that same thing. But I firmly believe that our Catholic schools have a unique capacity, a unique opportunity to form them even more fully as they prepare to become members not only of our culture, but living and active members of the church.
Next Thursday, a new school, obviously, with the groundbreaking and that effort will go underway, signifying, obviously, a strong Catholic school system here. Is that the case nationwide? Your peers, other bishops, I mean, would give us a sense of the state of Catholic education throughout the country?
Well, you know, I think it varies from place to place. Some places have really done very well at maintaining and supporting Catholic schools. Other places have had a harder time, and I think the story varies from one diocese to the next. I think that our diocese has done very well in not only maintaining but advancing Catholic education, but there's no question about it, Scott. Some places are struggling. And, you know, as costs go up and as this burden is transferred to our families, it's not easy. They have to make sacrifices, but I'm always edified and impressed with the sacrifices that people are willing to make for this this great gift, and I think they find that it's worth every penny.
And something I think a bit of a stereotype is that you know, the expense is really a difficult thing, and obviously there is a sacrifice that is required in the way of tuition. But the Catholic school system welcomes all, regardless of ability to pay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a priority for me, the priority to keep it affordable and even to make it possible for families that struggle to meet that cost, to make it possible for them to enroll their students anyway. We have lots of possibilities of scholarships. We have lots of possibilities for assistance with tuition. And, you know, all you have to do is talk to the school administrators, and we'll make it happen. We will make it possible for any family to put their kids in these schools because we see it as such a value. And there are a lot of other people in the diocese, and especially in this area, that are supportive and are willing to help out with this as well.
And it is a great help. It really is. As a parent of three kids in the John Paul II Catholic school system, I can't say enough good things about the support they get. You know, just, you know, incredible. I mean, these kids look out for each other. They are a family. It's pretty extraordinary. But the education they get, that's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. Yeah.
Our son, I'll brag a little, 4.1 GPA, 10th in his class. You know,
that's fantastic.
I mean, it gives you an idea of the level of academic excellence and where they end up going. Pretty extraordinary. But more than the academic excellence and all the extracurriculars that are wonderful and warm your heart as a parent, to me, to have that extra line of defense at a time when, you know, it's tough growing up, and the culture and the temptations that are out there, to have, you know, every hour of every school day reinforcing what every parent wants for their child, is, you can't put a price tag on that, can you?
That's, no, you can't. You really can't. It's absolutely true. This has to be our priority. You know, our ultimate goal in life is to get to heaven, you know, to live our lives as saints here on earth and to be saints with God in heaven. And, you know, the process, or you might say the unfolding of that, happens even in youth, and we need to prepare our children, our sons and daughters, for the lives that they're going to be living, and faith has to be integral to that life. So we try to get them off on the right foot to begin with in their early years.
And the Together campaign that is underway, a very integral part of that, being a legacy for many more decades to come. This is the first Catholic school to be opened in I think it's like 50 years, many decades. So this is alive and well here, and ultimately your help and contribution in that effort would be great. JP2schools.org is the website to connect up with the folks if you'd like to learn more about that effort. And just come Thursday the 24th, 12 noon, on the site of the Trinity Elementary School, not far from Costco. Folks know where that is. You can find the location of the groundbreaking, and Bishop Fulda will be part of that celebration noon the 24th next Thursday. Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Catholic Diocese, our guest today to talk about Catholic education in this momentous time of the John Paul II schools. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. It was great to be with you.
And happy Easter to you and yours, Bishop John Fulda. Final of our two-part conversation with him today on the program. Appreciate that very much. And we will see you next Thursday, 12 noon, Trinity Elementary School groundbreaking, again near Costco, Loose Stem Drive in West Fargo. Hope you have that on your calendar for next Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. All right, short break. Back with Steve Sports Saturday Preview next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal. For Scott Hanlon listeners, ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Comprador Aveda Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Oh, my gosh. Another weather event. Not so bad. We can handle this one. Looks like a wind advisory is in our forecast here today. So it'll be a windy one. We'll get a nice temp here today, but strong southeast winds this afternoon into early evening. Southeast winds 25 to 35 with higher gusts developing late this morning, continuing into early evening. Wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. this morning to 7 p.m. tonight. National Weather Service Grand Forks issued that wind advisory. And Devil's Lake evidently expecting 4 to 6 feet of waves today in the Devil's Lake Basin and also erosion in susceptible areas. Anyway, a windy one. Just wanted to give you that update. More on the weather in a moment. First, let's find out what's happening tomorrow with Steve Hallstrom on Steve's Sport Saturday, which broadcasts from 9 to 11 on AM 1100 The Flag. Steve, what you got planned?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday. Our friend Kevin Gorg from Fox Sports North will be with us for basically the entire first hour tomorrow, and we'll be talking to Kevin about a number of different things in the sports world, none more important than how do we get the Minnesota Wild ready for Game 2 after dropping Game 1 last night in overtime. It was a crushing loss. Wild had a two-goal lead about midway through the third. Colorado comes back to tie it up and then wins it in overtime. A definitely deflating game for the Wild. We'll talk to Kevin Gorg about game one and if he thought the Wild were significantly outplayed or if it was pretty even, his thoughts on that. Hour number two, we'll be talking about a number of things going on in the local sports world here, including NDSU naming a new women's basketball coach. Maren Walseth took the job, and she replaces Carolyn Dehoff, who resigned slash was let go at the end of this past season. We'll also talk about the NFL draft coming up, of course, very soon here. The Minnesota Vikings have picked number 8, and there is a lot of debate about which quarterback should the Vikings be looking at number 8, and it looked for a while like all the quarterbacks were going to be gone by 8, but now it's looking like there could be any of the 3 top people there available at pick number 8. You are always welcome to join us on Steve Sports Saturday. Our phone number is 701-271-1100. You can also follow us online, www.am1100theflag.com. You can also listen to us via mobile app on TuneIn Radio or Radio Loyalty as well. We'll be live at Vision Bank, where we are every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Hope everyone has a great Good Friday, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning on Steve Sports Saturday. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Steve. 8 before 9 o'clock, let's talk about the weather here. For the Valley today, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, sprinkles or flurries possible early, windy with mostly cloudy skies, about 55 for a high today. That's about the only good news. We get a nice temp, but the high winds and the possibility of some flurries. Tonight, windy, showers developing overnight, about 42 tonight with a southeast wind at 25 to 35. Chance of rain at 60%. About a 7-mile-an-hour wind now, so not bad. But as you heard, that'll change. The wind advisory cranks up at 11, goes till 7 tonight. So 55 today and windy, 42 the overnight low. Some showers amid some a mixed sun and clouds tomorrow. 68 for a high, 37 for a low. Sunday will be the nice one now. It's kind of shifted back and forth between Saturday and Sunday. It looks like Saturday 68 and Sunday 71 for Easter Sunday. That's a gem that we get a good Easter Sunday. 71 degrees with mostly sunny skies, 44 for a low, then low 60s to start early into next week. All right, let's check out the oil patch. Patchy freezing drizzle possible early today. Windy with a few showers from time to time. 52 the high, but a southeast wind at 20 to 30. 50% chance of rain tonight. Rain showers early becoming more intermittent overnight. Low about 35 with a south-southeast wind shifting to the west-southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. 51 in the rain showers today. Windy 55 tomorrow. Sunday, some sun peeking through. It'll be the nice one of the weekend, too, though. Easter Sunday in the patch, 66 degrees tomorrow with a 35-degree overnight low. Monday, 57, and Tuesday, windy again and 60 degrees. So let's go through and look how we're looking. Williston's 35 at this hour. On the way to 55. Watford City, 33. Should be about 57 there with some sun today as well. Newtown at 32. Stanley's 32 right now. Columbus at 30 under cloudy skies. Back in the valley, Grand Forks mostly cloudy, 35. Hillsborough cloudy in 35. Grafton fair in 32. Kindred, 35 and partly cloudy. Breckenridge mostly cloudy, 33 degrees. Fergus Falls on the Minnesota side, cloudy in 35. Detroit Lakes, 32. A little bit of sun peeking through in Detroit Lakes at this hour. Thief River Falls, same thing, 30 degrees. Warroad Fair in 24 at this hour. Watertown cloudy, 33 degrees. Sioux Falls cloudy, 35. Aberdeen, 35 degrees as well. And under cloudy skies right now. Again, cloudy and 35 in Fargo-Moorhead and out in the oil patch in our KTGO studios as we speak. 1090 on your radio dial. Temperature is sitting at 32 degrees under cloudy skies, heading for that 51. All right, here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776. And we're going to crank up a normal or nuts edition of the Friday program to find out what is on your mind. Al Sharpton. I actually agree with a lot of what Al Sharpton had to say. And then he goes on to compare the current president of the United States to Jesus Christ, but said he wasn't comparing him. I think he was. Oh, yeah. But you get to decide on that. And also, we're going to try and make some sense of the situation in Mankato. The Minot coach, now the Mankato coach, as well as Harry Reid's line about the ranchers in Nevada being domestic terrorists. Ouch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.